WRCO Sports Time is sponsored by Hillsborough Equipment, locally owned and operated with products to make your outdoor living easier and more enjoyable, and Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, where flowers are their inspiration to create lasting memories. A look at local area football getting underway and details on an exciting Brewer win yesterday.
Beat the hot summer heat with cool prices only at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers. Take advantage of our summer sale with 40% off most home decor, including prints, summer silks, and signs. Some exclusions may apply. See store for details. Don't forget to order that special someone a fresh bouquet to brighten their day. Delivery is always available. Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, where flowers are our inspiration to create lasting memories. 608-383-1616.
I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports. High school football teams will have first outings, many of them tonight and tomorrow as well. The Richland Center Hornets will be scrimmaging with a game coming up a week from tonight. The scrimmage this evening is in La Crosse. Here is head football coach Andrew Troxell of the Hornets.
Yeah, we head to La Crosse, Logan. We went there last year, and we were invited back, which is a good sign. So it'll be La Crosse, Logan. They're school about twice our size, right, in the MVC conference. And then La Crosse Aquinas is going to be there, and they're a three-time defending state champion, you know. And so we really look forward to the opportunity to see bigger kids, right, bigger schools, right, maybe schools that have a little more talent in some of those urban locations, you know. And it's a really good test for us. So I mean, the whole mindset going into the scrimmage is kids from center aren't going to back down from anybody. You know, and so it doesn't matter if they're three-time defending state champ. You know, we're going to go and we're just going to do what we do and control the controllables. And so we're just excited to go up there and do that. And, you know, like with any scrimmage, you just want to make sure you get through there, test your schemes, nobody gets hurt, and, you know, just see how other teams are kind of attacking you as we get ready for that first week against Toma.
Who do you look at as your leaders, or do you name captains this early in the season, Coach?
Yeah, what we do is a little bit different. We have four captains, and the head coach names one. The assistant coaches collectively name one. The players name another. And then those three individuals choose the final captain. So we feel that's a good way to have, you know, kind of a split, you know, with coach voice versus player, you know, selections with who they want to lead them. So our captains this year are Wes Bosworth. And Wes Bosworth is going to transition to a different role for us. So you'll see him more as a fullback this year than a quarterback. Fletcher Harper, who's been a standout kid in the offseason for us, has just grown immensely with his strength and just a positive influence overall for our program. Fletcher will be, you know, at the kind of in a wing position or a running back slot. Then we have Braden Kleppe up front. You know, he's the heart and soul of our offensive line. You know, and so that'll be awesome to kind of have him, you know, take those guys underneath his wing. And then lastly, it'll be a junior. It'll be Brady Dosh. And Brady has worked really hard. You know, he's worked really well, and he's really gained a lot from the competition with those older kids. So those four, I think you're going to hear their name quite a bit this fall, offensively and defensively.
Richland Center head football coach Andrew Troxell, his team at La Crosse Logan with Aquinas as well. That starts at 4 this afternoon. Riverdale is at Mineral Point with Dodgeville and Cambridge, and the scrimmage begins at 5:30. Ithaca is at Lancaster. Benton Scales Mound Scholesburg will be there as well. And River Valley hosts Cuba City and Poinette in a longtime scrimmage matchups. The Blackhawks have hosted that for several years. Hometown baseball from last night. Games that were played: Verona 3-1 over Footville and Cambridge 5-0 over Evansville. The Middleton-Blanchardville game was postponed, and so was the Dodgeville-Jefferson game, which will be made up on Monday night at 7:30. Richland Center Church League softball game featuring St. Mary's versus Church of the Nazarene with the Mission umpiring was postponed last night and moved to Monday night at 7:30. Also in sports, Hometown Baseball comes up onto its round-robin portion of the tournament, and that gets underway on Sunday with a Sunday league matchup between Sun Prairie and Verona, and Evansville plays at Sauk Prairie. Both of them 1 o'clock start times. The Brewers blew a three-run lead Thursday afternoon, then rallied to take a 6-4 win over the Los Angeles Dodgers. That gave Milwaukee a split of the four-game series. Jackson Chirio and William Contreras homered in a three-run first inning, but it was a three-run rally in the bottom of the eighth that powered the win. Brian Hudson got the pitching victory in relief, and Devin Williams nailed down his third save by striking out Mookie Betts and Shohei Ohtani back-to-back. Williams has had a very promising week, and Pat Murphy was impressed with his team.
When you're winning ball games against teams like that, and as a young player, they're proven to themselves, yeah, maybe we are decent. You know, maybe we are. Maybe we can be a little bit uncommon. Maybe we can play a little different. I think when they have a win like this, they feel it. It's not any bigger than the last win or the win 2 weeks ago or whatever, you know, but it's just a little bit of, like, realization. It takes a lot of little things from everybody.
So what does a split of the series mean?
I think it's winning a game today versus a team very good that you beat last night in an emotional game to come back again with the firepower they have against a veteran pitcher who's done well and a bullpen that's pretty darn good. So hopefully they grow from it. And the young guys realize, wow, if I just do this over and over again, keep that discipline, that's competing, you know, and you got a chance to win tonight. Worry about tomorrow.
The Brewers start a three-game home series against Cleveland tonight with Aaron Civale getting the start. Also in Brewer news, not such good news. The National League Central leading team will have to continue their playoff push without Christian Yelich. Yelich is undergoing season-ending back surgery today, putting an end to the 2018 NL MVP's resurgent season. Yelich started out with a great year, averaging a .315 batting average on base percentage of .406, and then he went on the injured list in late July. He hasn't played since getting removed from a game at Chicago's Wrigley Field on July 23rd. Yelich has been dealing with back trouble for the last few years, and the issue landed him on the injured list twice this season. Yesterday, he spoke about this year's team.
It's so weird when you're hurt, like you're on the team, but you feel like you're not, you know? Like you're kind of just there, like you help out in any way you can. It's just like you're not really in the grind with the guys and really have any impact on what's happening out there. But it's a great group of guys, and they're playing extremely well, and happy to watch them and see what they're going to do, and hopefully they can win the division and, you know, get in the playoffs. And then once you're in the postseason, it's like, who knows what's going to happen.
Christian Yelich. The Brewers are in action again tonight, as we mentioned, in interleague play against Cleveland. 7:10 first pitch time on WRCE, FM 107.7 and AM 1450. In the National League elsewhere, San Francisco 6-0 over Atlanta, Philadelphia 13, Washington 3. In the American League, Detroit 2-1 over Seattle, Baltimore 5, Boston 1, Minnesota 3-2 over Texas. Interleague play, Oakland 7-6 over the Mets. Green Bay rookie quarterback Michael Pratt will get more snaps in the Packer preseason game starting Saturday at Denver. Pratt was a seventh-round pick in the 2024 NFL Draft. He completed 5 of 7 passes in last week's game against Cleveland, good for 43 yards. Pratt showed his toughness by throwing a key block on a running play late in the game. He is the record holder at Tulane football for passing yards and touchdowns as well. College hockey returns to Chicago's Wrigley Field January when Wisconsin men's and women's teams play games outside on a baseball field. The Chicago Cubs announced plans yesterday for the event called the Frozen Confines Big Ten Hockey Series. The Badger women's team will meet Ohio State in a rematch of the last two NCAA title games. The men's team will take on defending Big Ten Conference champion Michigan State. The day before, January 3rd, the Ohio State men's team will play Michigan, and Penn State men will meet Notre Dame. And Nike and Bucks star Giannis Antetokounmpo will release the new Giannis Freak 6 basketball shoe August 16th. The official announcement came earlier this week. Giannis signed with Nike in 2013 and extended the agreement 4 years later. His signature Nike Zune Freak line was debuted in 2019. The line pays tribute to Giannis's father. One game last night in the NFL preseason football, it was Philadelphia 14 and New England 13. I'm Phil Nee with an update on sports.